Jeremiah Oates going to play for the Sioux Falls Storm. Tell us about the kind of wide receiver he was for you.
Well, he made Perkins look really good. That's what kind of receiver he was.
Made you look good too, right?
Of course, we recruit him. I mean, of course, you can't get a guy like that here unless you're a good recruiter, right? No, that the program sells that. But Jeremiah's one of those guys. If you just got the ball within 5 feet of him, he's gonna find a way to catch it. Probably some of the most phenomenal catches I've seen. But also just as a quality kid. I mean, it's great story, great kid, phenomenal athlete, I know Riggsy's got him a good one there, great kid.
What do you suppose will be his biggest challenge with that indoor game, just because of the speed of the game?
Well, I tell you what, Jeremiah was probably the fastest kid on our team last year. You know, when you're sitting at that height, a lot of people don't think you can move, and he's actually a lot quicker and faster than people think. I can't speak to the indoor game, you know, as far as ever coaching it, and you know, other than watching the Storm, you know, I haven't spent a lot of time watching that game until we got here and kind of followed the Storm a little bit. So, you know, I probably can't speak to that. I know that Jeremiah is covers a lot of ground. I think that, you know, he was a deep threat type of a guy. He could run intermediate routes. He could run across the middle. He's not afraid. He'll sacrifice his body. He's a very tough kid. So, I don't know that there's too many limitations in that game that would hold him back.